Natural gas production in West Virginia is soaring. Statewide numbers show production has nearly tripled in the past 5 years, from 265 billion cubic feet annually in 2009 to more than 740 billion cubic feet in 2013. But drilling is not a simple process. Aside from following state regulations, to get a gas well up and running, companies also have to negotiate leases with both mineral and surface owners. Kevin Ellis is the president of the West Virginia Oil and Natural Gas Association and works for Antero Resources.
I work in land and business development for our company, and so clearly from a time perspective, it's always preferable to be able to reach contractual, voluntary negotiations and agreements with mineral owners and landowners to do this work.
But Ellis says there are two common problems companies run into when trying to negotiate well contracts. The first is missing owners. Companies research to find mineral owners, but sometimes they just can't track them down. The second are owners who refuse to negotiate. The answer to both of those problems, according to Ellis, forced pooling. As Ellis explains it, when companies prepare to drill a well, they create a giant rectangle of land parcels and then negotiate with each mineral owner within that rectangle for their gas rights. By pooling these owners together, companies can drill a well and then pay out mineral owners for the gas produced. But if the owner can't be found or won't negotiate, the company's only option currently is to go to court. Forced pooling would give the industry another option. If 2/3 of the landowners within that parcel can be found and agree to the drilling, forced pooling would allow companies to take their proposals to a state review board for approval, and if they get it, allow them to drill without all of the mineral owners' permission. The companies would still have to pay those mineral owners, but forced pooling allows the gas company a way around a difficult negotiation. Again, Ellis.
The bill is designed to be narrowly tailored, very focused on only accomplishing process to proceed to the limited extent to permit the operation, to permit the drilling, so that the people who have consented, the consenting owners who've signed leases, can enjoy the benefit and value of their mineral ownership, so that the company that's drilling the well can get a return on its investment, so that the state's interest in the taxes that are generated from that production can be maximized.
Ellis calls the industry-written bill, quote, fair pooling provisions, but David McMahon, a Charleston attorney and co-founder of the West Virginia Surface Rights Organization, says not all of the proposed provisions are fair.
The five most important things to surface owners and small mineral owners are one.
McMahon says a forced pooling bill can be a good thing if and only if five provisions are included. The first, he says, is if pooling is a piece of a larger comprehensive legislation that strengthens drilling regulations based on environmental and health studies conducted in previous years. Lawmakers commission those studies and then never address them. The second, any royalties from missing mineral owners go to the surface owner of that parcel. The third, which is included in the industry bill, surface owners cannot be forced to have a wellhead placed on their property. Next, McMahon wants equal representation on that state review board. The board is made up of gubernatorial appointments but does not include a surface or mineral owner. And finally, McMahon wants the bill to specifically state the company will pay the fair market value for the gas. He says it's not enough to offer a mineral owner a similar pay to their neighbor.
I mean, why are Texans rich? Why are Saudi Arabians rich? And why are West Virginians poor? Because we tend to sell things for what it would be worth us when we really ought to be selling things for what it's worth to the people that want them. So it should really be a value of what it's worth to the industry to get this, not what our neighbors may have paid.
In a second meeting on forced pooling this week, lawmakers will hear from surface and mineral owners on the provisions they feel should be included if the legislature takes up forced pooling during the 2015 session. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.